Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The lawyers call Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord, praise God, and the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to make your future brighter than your past. The Lord has blessed Minister Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we're here on radio to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to all of you that's out there in radio land. We're going to continue the message we began earlier this month talking about the kingdom of God. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune in today's broadcast. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My wonderful companion, Minister Velvet, is here to read the word of God. The kingdom of God, which is the power of God.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus is power in that name. That's the reason why I love to pray in the name above every name. That is the name of Jesus. Because in that name, miracles can take place. Bodies can be healed. Blind eyes can pop open. The deaf will begin to hear. I'm telling you, Jesus come to destroy the works of the devil. I love that verse. Amen. Because I love to see the power of God destroy Satan's works. I'm telling you. Amen. Deliver people from alcohol. Deliver folks from drugs. Deliver people from the lust of the flesh. I'm telling what the power of God can do. That's the reason why I buy time on radio. Because I know we sang the song, Yes, God is Real.
God is real. Amen.
Amen. It's really my soul. I'm telling you, it's more than just talk.
Yes.
Amen. It's the demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I'm telling you, praise God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Jesus was healing the sick. He was raising the dead. I'm telling you, he fed 5,000 with 2 little fishes and 5 loaves of bread. I'm talking about a God that works miracles. And I'm a preacher, I believe in miracles. Those of you that's incarcerated, you may be locked in a jail or a prison, but the power of God knows how to transform your life in that jail and prison. I'm telling you, amen. Make you a brand new person in society. Cause you to live a life, amen, with victory and power over the enemy, which is the devil.
Amen.
Amen. Society may call you a monster because you have done such evil out there in the world. Took, amen, innocent lives of victims. Somebody lost their daughter. Someone lost their son because of your vicious act. But Jesus knows how to get that devil, that demon out of you and make you a productive man. You can't go back and undo what you have done. No matter how much you regret, you can't go back and undo it. But what you can do is ask for forgiveness. And the Lord will forgive you for those vicious acts. The Lord will change your life, make your life brand new, and cause you to go forth, amen, with love of God in your heart. You won't be no vicious monster anymore. That demonic spirit that made you like that is gone. And now you are a productive man and a woman in society. Yes, some of these women can be vicious too. Yes, some of these women, amen, be so vicious, they kill their husbands. So many women be so vicious, they kill their boyfriend. But I'm telling you, no matter what kind of monster the devil made you to be, Jesus come to cast them demons out and make you a productive man and woman in society. Yes, women prisons. Yes, amen. Minister Velvet, when we go to the local jail, she ministers to the females. Yes, she does. When I can't do it, amen, Minister Velvet can do it. And you females can write our ministry as well. Amen. And therefore, you can get Bibles, other life-changing material. Amen. To go to the female institutions. Because Jesus loved the female prisoners as well. Praise God. Amen. Minister Velvet, let's go to the gospel according to St. John 19 and 20 and 36. Let's see what Jesus said. He was talking to Pontius Pilate. What did he say?
St. John 19:36. Amen.
Praise God with God. Because Pilate there was, amen, talking to Jesus, amen, on trial. Amen. Acting like he had power. Amen. And Jesus wouldn't talk up for himself, but he was humble. Amen. But amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
St. John 19 and 36. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone of him shall not be broken.
Amen. Praise God. Go to the gospel corner of St. John 18 and 36. Minister Velvet. Amen. Praise God. What did the Bible
Lord.
Say?
St. John 18 and 36. Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence.
Now Jesus was on a mission. He was on a mission. That's what he was doing. Amen. He didn't come to stay here forever. A lot of times folk want to live in this world like they're going to live forever. Amen. Sometimes folk would love to stay, amen, in their youth. In them 20s, in them 30s. But I want to let you know, amen, every birthday we get older and older. We don't just stay in our 20s and 30s, not in this world. But amen. But Jesus come to let you know there's life beyond the grave. Some people feel like there is no life beyond the grave. They're so busy looking at them graveyards and cemeteries. They think life ends there. And God told me that, amen, it's written in there, the dead don't know nothing. Amen. But I want to let you know, there is life beyond this grave. There is life beyond, amen, this world. And Jesus wanted to get us ready for the world to come. Get us ready for eternity. Yes, you need to get ready for eternity. Because it's just like we have birthdays getting older and older, the time is coming when you got to depart from this world. We be born in the world, truly. People see that. But it's time when you get ready to depart from this world. What you going to do? Amen. That's the time I'm talking about. We need to get ourselves right. You just can't drink and smoke and act like a fool. And then when time comes to leave this world, you're not ready. Because you can't go to heaven, amen, doing things contrary to the word of God. But we must repent and get saved. Get sanctified. Get washed in the blood of the Lamb. Get filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. Someone wanted to say, why don't you preach Acts 2:38? Amen. I'm in Acts 2:38. When Peter preached the first Holy Ghost sermon. Repent and be ye baptized in Jesus' name. In remission of sins. And ye shall receive the Holy Ghost. Don't you know being baptized in Jesus' name is more than just being buried in water? You got to go to Calvary. That's what Peter was trying to tell you in Acts 2:38. How many of y'all been to washed in the blood in Calvary? I'm telling you. And Calvary blood is not in the Jordan River. Amen. Calvary blood is at, amen, Calvary, where he shed his blood at. And people need to understand, know that. Praise God. Water is necessary. You'll be immersed in water as a testimony to the world. that you've given up that old life of sin. And when you rise to live a brand new life, a life above sin. We need to live a life above sin. That's what water baptism is for. And people need to understand, know that. Praise God. We're going to pick this message up on another broadcast because we need to preach the blood to the people. Amen. That's the mystery of Acts 2:38. And people need to understand, know that. Let's get ready for the power, the prayer of faith. I know it's a hot message. It's a very hot message. Praise God. Amen. It'll stir you up. Glory to God. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word of God. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow out their transgressions. Yeah. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, touch, heal, eye disease, whatever it is. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, let them know you can change the lives. Make the life brand new. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. By his stripes, I am healed. Just give God the praise. While you're praising God, here come my wonderful pain, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him. The song says, it's me again, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me again, Lord, standing in the need of prayer. The Lord knows that we need him, but we got to call on the name of Jesus. We got to call on and ask him to come into our life. And he would do just that. But we have to mean it from our heart. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to prosper and have hope. There is hope in Jesus Christ. There is no hard situation that he cannot resolve. He said all things are possible with them that believe. Those in the freeway, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. But we are praying for you that the Lord reign supreme in your life, that you humble yourself under his mighty hands. Remember that God loveth the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, glory to God. The power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. He shall and he will, but he waiting there just for you and I to believe, to receive. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Bellisville and myself. The Lord may bless us to get into more jails and prisons because, amen, it's a job trying to get into some of these facilities. So, therefore, we need prayer. Amen. To the next broadcast, this is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Minister Velvet, saying that if Jesus come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.